Situationships are still a thing. Okay, whatever. Girl talk time. Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her. Today's episode obviously is all about situationships. I am not gonna lie, I'm so tired right now, but I'm dedicated. So I'm filming a podcast from bed. I just had an everything shower. I'm literally about to knock out after I film this, but I had an urge. I don't know who is dealing with a situationship that is going to watch this video that I'm like, there's someone out there that I need to help. Like, I genuinely could have waited till tomorrow, makeup done, not tired, but I have things to say today, okay? So let's get into it, because this topic genuinely pisses me off, but at the same time makes me so happy, because once you like hit that nerve in someone's brain and they get out of it and never look back, they have the best glow up of their life. So I have a bittersweet relationship with situationships. All right, let's state the obvious, girl. You know that your situationship is wrong and is making you crazy, and that is why you clicked on this video. Because deep down, your poor little soul who just wants to be treated like the princess you are is desperate to get out of this situationship. We have to match your mind up here with your soul that wants the best for you. So let me talk some truth into you. The truth is, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like you. Not enough, at least. Like, please, please get into your head. Like, can I just convince you right now? This guy does not like you. I'm gonna say guy, I'm just assuming, okay? He doesn't like you. I know that to my core, and you can come up with 100 reasons as to why I'm wrong, but when a guy knows, he knows, and he moves mountains to be with the girl that he wants to be with. In a situationship, especially as a girl, and you're the one giving, not getting, you're the one going crazy, right? A situationship is a scam, but it's a bargain for the person on the other side. Think about it like this. The person who's benefiting from the situationship is getting, a lot of times it's the guy who doesn't want to put a label on it. He is getting literally everything he wants, especially if you're giving him access to your body, which is what so many guys like yearn for since the beginning. You're helping him not be lonely. He has his little person to get attention from, because men like attention too. And you're giving him whatever kind of sexual who knows what. Whenever he wants, you're there. He basically gets every single thing from you besides the commitment. So now he can get everything from you and whoever else he wants, because there's no loyalty, no commitment. And even if it is quote unquote exclusive, why wouldn't you put a title on it? Because at that point, it is a literal relationship. There is no difference. It's because he's not really being exclusive. Maybe physically he is, but mentally he is not. He is still looking for others. Make it make sense, because the math is not mathing. You are the one getting scammed in this situationship. There is the scammer and the scammed. You are the scam. You are giving everything. You are giving your beautiful, light, feminine energy. You are giving your romance. You are giving, in a lot of cases, your body, or just sexual attention, emotional attention, because guys like attention too, even if it's not sexual, right? You are giving him all of this. You're giving him, in general, access to you for nothing except words that don't align with actions, inconsistent attention, and no title. And you know, situationships are so hard, because I've been there before. I haven't had one in, like, I don't know, 2 years. But they're so hard because you get addicted to the potential of it, and you have so much hope, and you're like, oh, but what if, let it go. No more what ifs. Okay, from now on, when what if pops into your head with this guy or this person or whatever, nip it in the bud, cut it out. No what ifs, girl. What is happening now? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What is happening now? So you get addicted to the potential of it, right? I mean, and it's so addicting, and you're so hopeful because you like the person so much. And then on top of that, you're addicted to the inconsistency. Like, please be so for real. You're already doing all of the relationship stuff, and a title in the grand scheme of things is so irrelevant. Like, a title doesn't really change anything at the end of the day. It's just, you're already doing relationship stuff, or you want to take it to the next level. Okay, you have a title, whatever. If you're in a situationship and you don't have the boundaries of holding things off for relationships, you're already giving him everything, so the title wouldn't change anything. And he can't even give you that. Can't even give you the little title that is going to change nothing. It's just a word. Why do you think that is? Be so for real. Why do you think that is? Think about it. What are the other reasons that he wouldn't want to give you that title? There's someone else. You are a placeholder. His eyes are still looking because you are simply not the one. Listen and listen carefully when I say this. And you cannot argue me on this. I have a bajillion men to attest to this. And in general, just common sense. By common sense, I mean psychology. Whatever. Just listen when I tell you this. Men are never, ever, 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 ever unsure about a woman. They know. They always know. This is my little sloth. He's so cute. When a man even a boy, if teen, I don't know if you're in high school, you're in university, you're out, doesn't matter what age, okay? When they found a girl that they want to date, it doesn't matter what situation they're in, they will move heaven and earth to be with that girl. Oh no, but we're still in the situationship and he's not asking me out yet because he wants to get his money up and he's waiting to move out of his mom's house, and because he's waiting to get over this past relationship trauma, or it hasn't been long enough since his last relationship. Cut it out. It's not true. He's lying to you. He's giving you excuses. If you were the one, it doesn't matter what situation he's in, he would move mountains and he would move them quick. You think when a guy has really found the girl that he wants, that he's gonna just have that buffer time, that buffer period for another man to come and snatch up his girl? Do you understand how egos work, how the competition in the male mind works? Absolutely not. That is never gonna happen in a million years. But when he's unsure, it could happen. Because if you're a placeholder, if you're in a situationship, you are a placeholder. You're obviously not the one. It doesn't really matter if another guy snatches you up. He might be a little bit butthurt, but at the end of the day, he knows you're not the one. So he knows the one is coming later on. He's just enjoying the attention and everything else for now. Okay, now that I gave you enough tough love, I do want you to know that just because you're not the one, right? We've already established this, because if you were the one, you'd be the one. You'd be his girlfriend. You wouldn't be in a situationship. But just because you're not the one doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you, or like you could tell yourself so many things, right? Oh, he doesn't like me. Like I'm not enough. I'm too big. I'm too bony. I'm not blonde. He likes blondes. I'm not brunette. He likes brunettes. I'm to this, I'm to that. That's also not true, because at the end of the day, not everyone is for everyone. Like, have you ever had a guy that likes you and he is just perfect on paper, right? He is just so perfect, but there's just something that's off. Like, there's no reason exactly for you to not be like wanting this guy or something, but there's just something that's off. There's no logical reason. He's just not the one. I have had that happen so many times in my life. Like, they have been great guys, and the poor guys, like, maybe they liked me a lot, but there was just something off. He just wasn't the one. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that there's something inherently wrong with one of those guys. They're actually great guys and they're gonna find great women. But if they're not the one, they're not the one. But that's nothing personal to them, just something wasn't clicking on one end. So if your situationship doesn't really like you, right, if you're the one giving, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that there's something you have to fix and then that person will like you. It just means that not everyone is attracted to everyone. Thank God, that would be horrible. And that fact is protecting you so that later on you can get the person that's actually meant for you, and you don't end up with the wrong person, or you don't end up with someone that is not attracted to you as much as you're attracted to them, or doesn't like you as much as you like them. This is just how the love cycle goes. It's not a big deal, and you are gonna be somebody's everything one day, and you are gonna, like, every single aspect of you is just gonna be perfect to someone, and they're gonna be so sure about you since the moment they meet you, the moment they sit down and talk with you. And I also want to point out that the other half of this situationship is not necessarily a bad person. They might just not know what they want. They might have low self-worth themselves. They might just be in a weird phase of life. They might be in their first year of university. It is so common to be in a situationship in your first year of university. Like, please, especially like girls and guys, right? Like, you can like someone romantically, but you're just in a phase of your life where you just want to have fun, and it's like so common. The other half of the situationship is not a bad person. Don't see them in this light. It just is what it is, okay? It happens to the best of us. It happens. It's part of life. It's a growing experience. Just neither of you are bad people. Neither of you are wrong. Neither of you are defective. It just is what it is, but we got to fix it somehow. We got to break this off. Now, heads up, we are about to go into the section where I tell you how to get out of this situationship and never get into one again. There is no part of this video where I'm going to teach you how to lock him down, okay? That there's no part. Because I could sit here and I could teach you some dark psychology tricks to lock him down. But you know what? You're going to get that guy and it's going to end up being the most degrading, insecure relationship of your life. It is not even worth it. You deserve somebody who swoops in from the moment they meet you and they know, even if it's a slow burn, it's healthy. And that relationship is going to be 100 times more fulfilling, whether you have to wait a month from now for that or 5 years. But no, I don't want to get out of this situationship. I want this guy. Like, I don't want to be in a situationship, but I want to be in a relationship, but only with this guy, only with this person. I fear you're not getting my drift. Babe, look, I'm sure he's great, and I'm sure he has all of these amazing attributes and everything you want in a man, and he's so fun, and he makes you feel all of this passion, and you just like fantasize so much about being in a relationship with this guy and having him all to yourself. I hear you. I know he's great. I know he's everything, but he's missing the most important thing. The most important thing in a relationship is the other person wanting the same thing that you want. Might I add, liking you as well. The same at minimum as much as you like him, or maybe a little more. In a relationship, you guys have to want the same thing. That is the binding glue of the relationship. You guys have to both want a relationship to be in a relationship. Bet you never thought of that one before, huh? And even if it doesn't have to do with being in a relationship, let's say a couple is already in a relationship, but they have to break up because they want different things. One wants kids, one doesn't want kids. One wants to move to Alabama, one wants to move to Croatia. They might love each other, but they want different things in their firm on that. So it's just they're not meant for each other. It's okay. Life goes on. These are the learning experiences. He's not the one, girl. He's not the one. Let it go. But how are we going to let this go in the most seamless, beautiful way possible, where you can glow up, level up, and not be obsessing over him for 2 years? Because I've been there too. Okay. I also have been there, where I'm in a situationship, it ends abruptly, and then you cannot stop thinking about the guy for years on end. And that is like top 10 one of the most atrocious feelings, and I do not want you to go through that. So I'm going to teach you everything I've learned so that it doesn't happen. But before I just want you to take a look into the future. Okay, are you okay with doing this for 2 more months? What about 2 years? Like, what if you were in the situationship for 2 more years, the same way that it's going now? You're getting the same treatment you're getting now. Oh, we're exclusive, whatever, but he's flirting with other girls, he's looking at other girls. What if you had that for 2 more years? Nothing would change. Throw away the potential. That doesn't exist. That's just words. 2 more years.
Yeah. It's scary. It's scary. But it doesn't have to be your reality. Let's change that.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna finish this video tomorrow because I feel like I really need energy and I really need to drill this into your head. And I took a sleeping tea and I'm falling asleep. Just give me a second. I'm asleep for 8 hours and I'll be back. Okay, we're back. I slept. Now let's get rid of this. Step one is you have to develop the ick. Once you develop the ick, there is no going back. I use this mindset gaslighting hack, I guess we'll call it, for so many areas of my life. I mean, it works for everything. Whether you want to manifest, you want to change your health habits, or you want to develop the ick for a situationship that holds no value in your life. And mind you, developing the ick is the best thing, because it's very easy to obsess over a situationship for a very long time and give it more value than it ever had. Although your feelings are definitely valid and you probably definitely have feelings for this person, we don't have to dwell over it for months on end. So developing the ick is that buffer to not obsessing over them, because you're not even that attracted to them anymore. What you're going to do is you are going to make an ick list on your phone, and you are going to add to it minimum at least once a day. Now, you can add actual icks, like if he this sounds so bad. If there's just like a random ick, he trips and falls, he chews with his mouth open, or whatever the case, you're gonna write it down because it will help you in the future. But more than anything, anytime this person is giving a super minimal effort, you have to convince your head that it is an ick. If he takes 4 hours to reply, when you know he's on his phone, you know he's not doing anything, he's looking at your stories or whatever the case, be like, ew, that's disgusting. Like, you think you're so cool that you can't even reply, like, so bare minimum, whatever, whatever. It's an ick. Write it down as an ick. Every time this guy is doing something that you don't like, this person's doing something that you don't like, that is just so bare minimum, so situationship vibes, be like, oh my gosh, ew, such an ick. Like, you literally have no life. Like, I'm kidding. Anytime this person is doing anything that is so situationship-esque, so bare minimum, so just not it, so not your dream man type of vibes, say that it is an ick. Genuinely, since I like have convinced my brain of all of these icks a couple years ago, actually, like, I can truthfully say now, if a guy is texting me and he's like super dry, or it just in general feels like I'm giving way more effort, I'm actually gonna get the ick, and I'm gonna be like, ew, I don't even want to talk to this guy. Like, I'm not even attracted anymore. That's what happens, but you have to be consistent with instilling that ick. Now, as we know, or we've learned in school, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can just be changed. So you're going to shift this attraction into an ick. But also, I also believe that habits sometimes cannot be like just fully thrown away. You kind of have to replace it with something else. So if you're going to get the ick from this situationship behavior, you're going to have to start rewarding the good behavior in your mind. That might have been confusing, so let me break it down. So on one side, you're convincing yourself of these icks day in and day out until it becomes your reality. Then you start getting the opposite of icks in your head. So basically, you're rewarding in your head provider man, caring man, worshiping man effort and behavior. And now, if there's not somebody actively pursuing you in your life that is giving this behavior, that's totally fine, totally normal, and like, yeah, okay. So instead, what you're gonna do, I know you're scrolling on your phone, I know you're either scrolling on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or whatever, you're gonna start curating your feed to show you this kind of reality, this better reality. You're going to start following women who show off their men that are giving them amazing princess treatment or just being providers or whatever it is that you look for in a man. Ideally speaking, right? Like whatever you want in the future for a man, like your dream man that makes you feel cherished, makes you feel loved, makes you feel attractive, everything. And the kind of man that never makes you second guess where he stands with you. And some people might give the argument, well, we don't even know if those relationships are real, like behind the scenes. It doesn't matter. You don't know that. You're probably never going to know. You're never going to meet these people. What matters is that you are starting to get attracted to the idea of such and such treatment for a man, and you're normalizing it for yourself in your brain. So that is step one. Develop the ick, be ruthless with it, and develop the attraction factor to the opposite of situationships. Step number two, in my opinion, is arguably the most important step. And this is honestly 80% of the reason why I have not had a situationship in 2 years. Guys, my bedhead is crazy right now. I keep touching it, so we're just gonna ignore that. Step number two is you have to take something off of the table. And this is a disciplinary act with yourself. And you can take it to whatever extreme you want, whether that means you going celibate, whether that means that you're not gonna go past kissing with a guy unless he's your boyfriend, or maybe it's that you don't have like talking stages with guys for more than 3 months without some level of commitment. And if you tell him like on the third month, be like, hey, this is how I feel about relationships, this is how it goes, and if you're not ready, if you're questioning, if whatever, then that's totally fine, but we can just stay as friends. You need to set some boundaries and take something off of the table. And this has nothing to do with whatever person you're in a situationship with. This is a rule for yourself, for this person, and whoever else comes afterwards. And not only is this so beautiful because it will keep you out of situationships, but you also learn to develop this respect for yourself, and over time, your standards in different areas in relationships and in your self-love, your own self-journey, your relationships with friends and everything, just overall becomes higher because you're showing yourself that there is no lack. There's always an abundance, and you get to pick and choose what kind of treatment you enter or you allow into your life. So step number two is taking something off the table. What's realistic for you? What is like that one factor that keeps you stuck in situationships, whether it's because you're giving your body too much too early, if that resonates with you, of course, or whether it's because you let a big amount of time go by without any type of commitment, any type of clarity. You figure it out for you, boo-boo, but you have to set some kind of line that people cannot cross and be firm with it, be ruthless. And if, especially if you're a people pleaser, I'm going to be so honest with you. I feel like people don't really talk about this. If you were a people pleaser now or before, it might be difficult at some times because especially like guys or whoever honestly can manipulate you into giving something that you don't want to give or crossing over the boundaries that you've set for yourself. And that people pleasing part of you is going to be like, oh, well, I don't want them to get mad or think that I'm boring or lose them. But that is the moment, like when you feel that people pleasing creeping up, that is the moment where you have to hold your boundaries firm, and that's where you find healing. Anywho, step number three is cut it off. There are two ways that I would suggest going about this. One is the easier route where you just talk to this person. You're like, hey, I'm not vibing with this anymore. I like you, but it's obviously not going to be good for me long term. It's not going anywhere, and it just does not align with me anymore. So either we're something or we're nothing, but I'm not down to keep playing this game. Or, and not many girls will be able to do this, you just go ghost mode. Now, being a good person, I would of course be like, at least send a text, at least talk in person. So, because like the other person is a human too, maybe they care more than we think they do, and just be like, hey, like this is not gonna work for me anymore, like it's over. So you don't give them the option, you just cut it off. And once you cut it off, you go no contact. And like I said, not everyone is gonna be mentally ready to do this. Not everyone is gonna be able to do this. This one is for my strong, ruthless girls. And let me tell you, although it could be hard in the moment, and of course you're gonna feel your feelings and everything, you're going to go through withdrawals. It's just like if you quit sugar, okay? It's so addictive, a situationship. I'm telling you now, you will go through withdrawals. You don't have to romanticize the withdrawals, okay? You don't have to dwell in the pits, but you will have your feelings pop up. However, cutting off a situationship is the perfect excuse to enter your villain era. It is the perfect excuse. And you know what? A part of me wants to be like, don't make your glow up about a guy or a person. Don't make your glow up about other people. But you know what? Sometimes the best glow ups come out of when you make it about other people. And then when you get to the end, it ends up being about yourself. But I don't even care at that point, okay? When you're in a situationship, we just need to get you out. If you want to make your glow up about someone else, make it about that person, because you're going to have such a crazy glow up. And use it as motivation. Be like, oh, I can't wait till they... like, I'm no contact, and then I just pop up in 6 months, and they see me, and they're like, oh my gosh, look at what I lost. Use that as your motivation for all I care. Just get out of it. And you know what else I love to think of? So what if I told you that if you cut off this situationship, it is guaranteed that your dream person that you're going to find even more attractive, have even more of a spark with, even more of a passion with, and that's actually going to pursue you and make you feel confident in where your relationship stands, that if you cut this situationship off, that person is coming guaranteed. But the catch is, you have to do action A to get result B. And with what I know about the universe and how the world works and stuff, this is actually how it happens, because once you let God know, you let the universe know what your standards are, what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept, you end up getting the higher value thing. Like in my life, this happens to me all the time, even with brand deals, for example. Yesterday, I clearly, vividly remember I was looking through my emails. I was like on the bathroom floor, bored, just like looking through my emails. I don't know what I was doing. And I saw this one email. They were offering me a pretty good amount of money to do like some ads for this GLP-1 thing. And the hooks were so toxic. Like the hook was like, oh, you're fat or something. And it just goes against my morals now. Like I'm in such an intuitive eating journey thing. I don't believe in diets anymore. I think it's so toxic. And I think it really ruins the mental health of young women and men and everyone. So as tempting as the money was, and I thought about it for a second, I was like, wait, this does not align with me anymore. And this is not the message I want to put out into the world. And I remember thinking in my head, this is a test. Like, I know it is. I've been through this before with brand deals, with relationships, with other things. As soon as I decline this offer and I decline this large amount of money because it does not align with my standards anymore, I bet you I'm going to get a huge brand deal that actually aligns with me. I kid you not, an hour later, this company who had reached out to me like a month ago finally returned an email. I completely forgot about it. And they were like, hey, we actually want to follow through with the video and we can give you X amount. And it was like double what the weight loss supplement or whatever was offering me. And it's something that I actually align with. And I just knew the moment I declined that thing that didn't align with me, as hard or tempting as it was, that something way better and more rewarding that actually would make me feel good would come. And it only took an hour. But this is just a simple example. Like this ties into relationships too, into money, into so many different things. When you set your standards and you reject the really tempting offers that are no longer for you, that is when God is like, okay, you passed the test. Like, here you go. There's your person. There's your brand deal. There's your income. I am telling you now, if you show God what you deserve, if you show the universe what you deserve, and you cut off this situationship that you know is not aligned for your highest good, I'm giving you the pass now. I am telling you now that a taller, hotter, more caring, richer guy, whatever it is you want in a man, is coming your way. And it could happen in 1 hour. It could happen in 1 day. It could happen in 1 month. It could happen in 2 years. Okay, everything's gonna happen in your perfect timeline, but it's gonna come. Because if you keep accepting low effort, all you're gonna get is low effort, because it's easy. It's easy for the universe to just give you this little bump, okay? It's easy. If you don't set the standard high, what makes you think that you're gonna get a high value man or a high value relationship? You're not. The universe is just gonna keep passing you these other little boys that nobody else wants because you're the only one willing to take them. Cut it out. Cut it out. You're allowed to choose what you let into your life. When you set the standards, you get your standard. And on top of cutting it off, let me just throw in there, please just delete everything. You can go through your withdrawals and breakup and this and that for like a week, okay, read your text, look at the pictures and stuff, but at some point you're just gonna have to delete everything. And if you want to go cold turkey, in my opinion, that's like the best. It hurts a bit more in the moment, but it's better long term. Just go, once you're like, okay, let's go no contact, delete all the pictures, delete all the texts, delete absolutely everything. Don't like block their stories if you have to, unfollow them, block them if you have to. I don't know, you know what's best for you. But when I say go no contact, when I say cut it off, cut it off. And it's not like, oh, but we could be friends, we're chill, we're in the same friend group, whatever. You can't, because you were just addicted to their dopamine. Like, be so for real with yourself. Don't make it harder. Don't make this into just another version of a situationship that looks a little different. No. And step number 4 is never again. These are your tips to never have a situationship ever again and become one of those relationship girlies. You know those girls? Oh my gosh. I used to be like, how do they do that in high school? Because I was a situationship kind of girl. Those girls that they would literally hop from relationship to relationship and they would break up with one boyfriend and within 1 or 2 months they had a completely new boyfriend. And I was like, how do they do that? Like, how do they get the guys to just commit that easily? Because they are relationship girlies and they have the certain standards that get them in relationships and they have things that are off the table until a guy will commit. It's not because they're better or prettier or have a better personality or whatever the case is. It's because they have standards and it's because they're not willing to go below a relationship. Those relationship kind of girls, I mean, that's its own problem, kind of, like when you're like a serial dater, like really fast, but like, I don't care, no judgment. But those kind of girls, if there's a guy who wants a situationship and is not willing to give them the relationship they want, they're gonna be like, bye, and they're gonna go find the next guy that is willing to commit. So to enter your never again phase, which hopefully is for the rest of your life, we have to enter that villain era. We have to enter that glow up era. So you were giving so much energy to this situationship. That's why I was probably driving you crazy and emotionally draining you, because you were giving this person so much of your attention and your focus and everything. But you know what? That is a beautiful thing, because you know that all of that energy and all of that focus runs through your body. You know you're capable of giving it. So now you can turn it around and give it to yourself. I'm gonna need you to become obsessed with the glow up. I'm gonna need you to become obsessed with yourself, obsessed on all different levels. Watch people like the Wizard Liz, watch people like, I don't like, just watch glow up content, read self-improvement books, whatever it is that interests you that you know is gonna like make you that girl. I'm gonna need you to get meticulous with your healthy habits. I'm gonna need you to start reading. I'm gonna need you to start working out. I'm gonna need you to start journaling, and I'm gonna need you to have those mindset level ups. Get obsessed with it. It's so fun. I promise you, it is so fun. And for now, even if it's right now after this video, I need you to write down your new dating rules. So now on your phone's list, okay, we have the ick list and then we have the dating rules. I meant your phone notes, sorry. Anyways, so your new dating rules, you're gonna write them down, you're gonna stick to them, okay? If you don't know where to start, I have a video. I think it's called like the 10 or 11 dating rules that changed my life. So these are my rules if you want some inspiration. I'm sure I have other ones that are beyond the video, but you are going to write down your boundaries, your rules, and you're gonna stick with them. And your dating rules have to be foolproof. They have to be the kind of rules that would never even allow a situationship to get into your life again, because it just wouldn't work with the kind of new rules that you have. And let me tell you, it's so satisfying. Like, once you get into it and you develop this new persona, this new way of dating, it's so satisfying when someone who's not willing to give the kind of effort you need, as hot as they are, as much as people might be drooling over them, you're the girl that tells them no because you're the one with standards, and they're like, huh, what? Oh my gosh, it's so satisfying. You're also going to become obsessed with that, which like is funny, but it's such a good thing, because those guys that are so drooled after and are used to getting every single girl they want with low effort, you're going to be the one girl that they can't get, and they're going to honestly probably become more obsessed with you than the other girls. But that's not the point. I mean, that could be a plus if that's what you're looking for, but that is not the point. The point is that you're going to be the one girl that they can't get because you actually have standards. Okay, when you're in your villain era, you're glowing up, you're journaling, you're doing all your workouts and whatever, whatever. When you're journaling, okay, I'm going to need you to get to the root cause as to why you called this situationship in the first place, especially if this is not your first one. If you've had multiple, there's a pattern going on. I need you to find that root. I need you to journal and get to the bottom of it. And for some of you, it might be deep. It might be some kind of childhood trauma, some kind of parental issues, or it might not be that deep. It might just be that it's kind of engraved in your culture and you learned it in high school and your other friends are in it, so you normalized it. I just need you to get to the root cause, because at the end of the day, there is a part of you that has pretty low self-worth deep down that has allowed you to accept that treatment. And maybe there's some past relationship trauma too that you have to heal from and uncover, which has again allowed you to accept that treatment. And or you just got anxiously attached to this person. And if you don't know what anxious attachment is, I also have a really, really, really good video on that, which is basically how I healed from anxious attachment. And basically, there's like 4 different attachment styles in relationships. And when you are anxiously attached, it's kind of linked with this fear of abandonment. And it's such a draining cycle. But you can heal from it. I'm like all over the place with anxious attachment. You basically just think that you're nothing without this person, and you're nothing if this doesn't work out, and you're so fearful of them abandoning you, or you're so fearful of it not going how you want to, and you think that you just attach your future to this person and this potential, and it drives you absolutely insane. Okay, you need to decipher between anxious attachment and secure attachment. Heal from your anxious attachment if that's what you have, and I suggest you start watching my video and then you can go from there and do your own research. Point being, we need to find the root cause and we need to nip it in the bud so it doesn't happen again, and so you can heal from whatever it is, whatever reasoning there is as to why this situationship got into your life in the first place. Also, in your villain era, I'm gonna need you to start romanticizing being alone. Being alone is so sexy, it is so beautiful, it's so fun when you get to learn yourself. You get to learn what you actually like, what foods you actually like, when you actually like to do all your deep work, when you have the most energy during the day, what kind of routines, what kind of night routines work the best for you, what new hobbies can you pick up, which ones invigorate your soul. Learning about yourself is so much fun, and romanticizing being alone is like one of the best things once you get good at it. You will start to get excited for your nights alone and your mornings alone. Like, my morning routine alone, no one can touch that. Unless I have like this huge commitment in the morning, no one is getting in between me and my alone time in the morning, because it's like the best part of my day. I fully romanticize it. We're gonna have to start romanticize being alone. And if you also need help with that, I mean, you're already on YouTube or you're probably listening on the podcast. We are going to get so into romanticizing being alone. And if you're watching on YouTube, like, you're already on YouTube. If you are watching on the podcast, you go on YouTube and you just search up vlogs of people literally romanticizing being alone. It's so cute and fun. And that way you get new ideas and you curate your life for you and not anyone else. Now, this is just a little bonus, which is something that I had done maybe a couple months after my last situationship ever when I was 19. And I did a man cleanse. I think I also did a video on a man cleanse. And yeah, I did it a while back. It was one of my first videos. And I basically described all the rules of my 1 month man cleanse and how it changed my life. There are some creators that are like, oh, I swore off 1 year of dating. And if that's what you feel like you need, do that. But I was not in the position to do that. I was like, knowing myself and how many situationships I've had up until now, let me just start with 1 month. But 1 month honestly was all I needed. And now I've like involuntarily gone longer. But at the time, 1 month was life changing. It was the first time in my life, the very first time that men were decentered. It was the best thing ever. It was very hard. It was very boring at times. Don't get me wrong, I had to get used to it. But when I tell you, something shifted in me that month of just swearing off all men, and I'm talking, no flirting, no good morning, hey, text type of stuff. Not even like, I was hanging out a lot with my guy friends at the time. I even reduced hanging out with them. Like, it was just me and my girls and my family. And when I tell you, again, it's not about this, it's just funny how things work out. The day that I ended that man cleanse, something shifted in me. I don't know what shifted in me that month, but it was crazy. I think it was just the fact, like, you can tell from my energy that men were decentered and I didn't care anymore. All I cared about was myself and I was focused so much on myself. The day that that man cleanse ended, I got asked out on, like, I kid you not, like 5 dates or something. And then one of those dates, I ended up dating that guy. So everything ended up working out and he treated me great and it was a healthy relationship. There was no type of situationship, toxic type of stuff. It was healthy. Very fun. So if you want to experiment with a man cleanse, you can also watch that video, or I'll just give you, long story short, you just decenter men from your life for however long you want. And I'm talking nothing, not even flirting. Not like, you have to take them off of your close friends too, okay? A little close friend story on Instagram where you put your little thirst traps, you got to take them off. If you're ready, if you're willing, and if you follow these rules, these tips, you can officially enter not only your villain era, but your relationship girly phase, which is not a phase because it's going to last forever, where you are just one of those girls, you know, those kind of girls I'm talking about, that they are just relationship girls. There is no gray area. The gray area does not exist. Either you want me or you don't, and that's it. If this video helped you, if you are currently in a situationship or if you just don't want to be in one, please like, comment, share your insights. Also DM me. My socials are below. We can talk. You can give me advice. You can pour your heart out. You can tell me about your situationship and I will still slap you in the face with all the truth that you need. I've actually had many girls DM me about their situationships and I love listening because I'm like, yes, girl, give me the drama. Give me the details. And I'm like, get out of it. Anyways, or if you know someone that you think would benefit from this video, somebody that you want to get out of their little situationship, you can send that to them and I will be more than happy to talk some truth into them. But thank you guys for listening. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow so you can hear more from me. I come out with new episodes every week on all things self-improvement, relationship, finances, leveling up, routines, structure, productivity, everything, okay? Everything you need to go from who you are now to who you want to be. We're going to close that gap together, and we are creating her the ideal version of you, the version of you that is happy when she looks in the mirror with who she is inside and who she is outside. So stick around so you can get all of the advice, all of the details, and stay up to date. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.